So you have any ideas for a intro for the Annapolis podcast?
Coming to you live from Annapolis, Maryland, it's the F***ing Boat Show.
There we go.
I think that's the clip I needed.
Ahoy there, Bradford here, and before I get into anything else, a super important reminder, this Saturday, the 22nd, at 6 p.m., is the online How Not to Sail Season 2 party. And if you're listening to this, you need to be there. By the way, there are only 100 spots for this thing, and over half of them are already gone, so jump on it. We're going to have Captain Bob Bitchin, Captain Boomies, Wayne Stinnett, Peter Suarez, the Admiral, of course, nautical trivia and music, and stuff to give away. What could possibly go wrong? But you can't get the link to the Zoom party if you don't go right now to hownottosail.com/party. All you got to do is put in your name and your email. It's just for this event. You need to be on there so you can get your link to the party and a virtual raffle ticket. And did I mention there are only 100 spots? I thought so. So I say, drop what you're doing, go there right now, because you don't want to get sucked into something and forget about it, and it'll be Saturday, and you'll be trying to email or something, and I'm going to be up to my wazoo and alligators and won't be able to do anything. So go right now to hownottosail.com/party, put in your name and email, and you'll get the info, you'll get the Zoom link, and you will be automatically added to the virtual raffle thingamabob for nautical books, perhaps a day sail with a salty character. You never know. And if you were there last year, you know what I'm talking about. If you have already filled out the little tiny form at hownottosail.com/party and have not received your link information or any follow-up stuff, you need to check for an email that says, response required, confirm your RSVP. This is because my email thingy does not allow me to just add people to any list. It's actually to prevent me just adding you willy-nilly and bombarding you with stuff, which I would not do anyway, but that's how they roll and that's how this thing works. That's hownottosail.com/party. If you're listening on your Apple Podcasts app or something, there's probably a link in the show notes. And if you're listening on hownottosail.com in the show notes, there should be the form right there. And otherwise, go to hownottosail.com/party.
All right, Sonny, that's enough.
But enough of that. I need to thank Captains Boomies and Bears for their awesome hospitality in Annapolis, and all of the Patreon patrons that made the meetup awesome, and all of our awesome Patreon patrons. If you want to get in on the VIP meet and greet with Bob Bitchin at 5 p.m. Saturday, if you're a patron by, let's say, Friday, that'll be the last minute to get in on that. Thanks to America's number one boating lifestyle magazine, Latitudes and Attitudes, and Captain Bob Bitchin. Thanks to you for listening, leaving the kind reviews, and telling your friends about How Not to Sail. And now, how about a podcast? Okay, so let me set the scene for this episode a little bit. It had been suggested for a while, by Captain Boomies, that I attend a boat show other than one in Florida. Accordingly, I decided to visit the Annapolis Boat Show last week. I figured it was a great chance to meet our Patreon patrons from the Northeast, or at least from the Upper Chesapeake region, and hopefully to promote this weekend's party at the Latitudes and Attitudes Cruisers Party on Saturday night. I guess that kind of gives us another meta angle like season one. Irregardless, as my friend Bill would say, and just to kick myself in the stern a little bit, I decided I would try to make a podcast every day and post it on Patreon, which I mostly did, other than having to combine the last couple of days. But I knew that eventually I would consolidate them, and they would end up right here. Okay, so I'm halfway to Annapolis. I stopped here in rural northern North Carolina overnight, and I'm going to be continuing on in the morning.
Day one.
Wednesday the 12th, Atlanta to somewhere in North Carolina.
Not sure if I got everything or not, but it. The hard part for me going anywhere is to not pack so many multimedia gadgets that they're coming out my ears and make for too many decisions and infinite rabbit holes.
I got going a little later than planned, as usual. I meant to get up about 6:45 and go to the gym at 7 and then get out of there at 9:30 or 10, and you can guess what happened.
All right, 11:22. Okay.
There was a good bit of construction in South Carolina, down to two lanes, and had me standing on the brakes a lot, suddenly. But what it lacked in quality of traffic, it made up for in fireworks stores and other scenery.
If you've ever driven along I-85 in South Carolina, you may be familiar with the giant peach water tower. From one angle, it looks kind of like a big orange ass. At any rate, I just passed it.
Being an old fart, I had to stop every so often and stretch my legs.
All right. I did not take the microphone into the restroom, but I did take the phone.
And I did eventually make it to a little Airbnb house in the middle of nowhere.
Which is just how I like it. So I think I'm going to check out this bathtub and call it a night soon thereafter and get on the road in the morning. I'm going to shut up now and get in the tub with a nice ebook. Cheers. It's 9 o'clock on Thursday. Decided I would have my second coffee in the last 93 days.
On day two, I took the scenic route up Highway 301 to Annapolis. Stopping at a certain drugstore chain, I decided to introduce a controversial question.
This ought to stir up a debate. Which is better, Duracell or Energizer? I just took out an Energizer and put in a Duracell, because that's what I got.
Just like the day before, there was some interesting scenery on the freeway.
Just drove past Philip Morris headquarters with a giant square cigarette sticking up out front.
And I proved that I hadn't really checked out the map in detail.
Crossing over the James River, does that make this Jamestown? I don't know. Richmond? Something?
Thanks to my digital privacy fetish, I was using a combination of printed directions and just driving along north. Needless to say, before long, the inevitable happened.
Right now I'm parked in the gravel lot of a weathered wood store of some kind. It appears I'm on Highway 3 instead of 301.
Irregardless, as my friend Bill would say, I finally got with the program and got into Annapolis.
Bradford, you're here!
Hey!
And did I immediately hit the boat show? Of course not.
I sort of committed to myself I was going to try and do a podcast today.
Okay, well, there's some beer left. We can try it out.
Huh.
Well, at least I made it there. So the next things were the Patreon meetup on Friday, and the Latitudes and Attitudes party on Saturday.
Can everybody say hello?
Hello.
Like name and affiliation and job title or whatever. I don't care.
Job title.
Friday was about one very important thing. The patrons party.
So, name and anything that comes after that.
Kerry Bostwick. I have no idea what else.
George Bostwick, certified not good sailor, but trying really hard.
Tad Klopsik, newbie sailor and podcast and YouTube sailing groupie.
Tad wins the award for best t-shirt, by the way. And we'll try and pull Captain Boomies away from her numerous fans.
Ahoy, hoy, I am Captain Boomies, and I'm so happy to be at the boat show. A happy boat show, everybody.
And you may recognize this couple from episode 34.
Jimmy Lee, I'm with Sandra Lee. She speaks a lot more than me.
Cracking up, Sandra Lee. I wanted to go, this is Sandra Lee with Silly Vessel Utopia. I'm laughing too hard. Sorry, Bradford.
That is perfect.
I got some good exercise walking the dozen blocks or so to Davis's pub for the meetup. Annapolis is certainly an interesting town, at least from the dozen blocks of it I've seen so far.
A sailor with a seeing eye dog.
I have a feeling it's usually a more laid-back kind of place.
You know how I am, but I'd love to see this town when there's not a boat show.
Yeah, I know. Call me a misanthrope. I did run across one particularly interesting and useful feature.
This library is dedicated to... Oh, dear. I'm going to have to put a book in here.
Not one, but two book kiosks in front of the public library.
I cannot pass up this library kiosk.
I decide to leave a copy of How Not to Sail in each box.
That's what I'm talking about. Somebody will get an unexpected blessing or curse.
Finally, I turned down Chester Street to the waterfront. Well, one of the waterfronts.
Looks like the pub is one of those weathered gray wood siding type buildings. Classic. I think we got a group coming, small group for this, maybe outside. Is that cool?
Yeah, it's fine.
That's a good question. Somewhere between 4 and 15.
All right.
I'll go with 8.
Okay. All right, cool.
Our friend Tad Klopsik was the first to arrive at the Patreon party.
What's up, man?
How goes it? Tad Klopsik, nice to meet you.
Bradford, nice to meet you.
Yeah, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
And before long, we were having a large time.
Every time we open up the car, though, it's like enclosed space. I'm like,
Which was much more coherent than it sounds here, I'm sure.
Did you get gas?
At least it didn't brain my damage.
Exactly.
And speaking of time, I'm starting to feel like it's time I should probably actually visit the boat show. But that'll have to wait till day 4. Okay, so it's Saturday, the Patreon party is in the books, and I still haven't set foot within the venue of the boat show. But today is the Latitudes and Attitudes Cruisers party, and it represents a major item on my punch list for this trip.
The first man to come up and hug the new owner's wife.
So what had happened was, at the Cruisers party for Latitudes and Attitudes, they had a nice band from the BVI. Who were so diligent to make sure that everyone got their money's worth that they would not stop playing to allow Eric Stone to play and do the raffle giveaways, which I was counting upon to plug the party next weekend as I was giving away some books. And unbeknownst to me, they had already done most of the giveaways in an alternate manner, and there were only a couple of prizes left. It seemed unlikely that I would get a chance to say anything, or for Bob Bitchin to say anything. But as fate would have it, they were having trouble finding people who recognized their ticket numbers in the raffle.
For this to work, you must get your tickets out and pay attention. We'd like to be gone by breakfast.
728076, third and final loser. Next,
it was finally suggested, I think by Captain Jeff Inshaw, that they give away a prize to the first lady who would come up and hug Bob, which they did.
The first girl who comes up and gives me a big hug wins it.
Kate! Get there and give a big hug. Go!
Then it was decided that the next prize they would give away would be to the first guy who came up and hugged the owner's wife. I was on my marks like a sprinter. Honestly, I didn't care about the prize. I just wanted to try and get in the plug that was about a third of the reason I came up to Annapolis. The other two being the patrons party and hanging with some awesome folks.
The first man to come up and hug the new owner's wife.
So I did win a lovely prize, but I was wondering if I would be able to get in the plug.
Yeah, I gotta put in a word here for Bradford. Bradford, did you have a minute you wanted to say something?
Yes.
Yes, he does. Just one moment here.
Next Saturday, the 22nd, 6 p.m., this gentleman will be our VIP guest on the How Not to Sail Season 2 ending party. HowNotToSail.com/party to RSVP for free. That's all I got. Thank you, sir.
That's Bradford Rogers from How Not to Sail. And he's also the gentleman who does the introduction to Latitudes and Attitudes Radio every Saturday at noon on Pirate Radio.
Yes!
All right, so listen, we're just going to get creative because this loser bucket is so deep because there's so many losers here.
So, mission accomplished. Desperate times call for desperate measures. And if I have to sprint up to the stage and hug the new owner's wife and get a prize in order to plug the party, that's what I'll do. I'll leave it at that for now. There's so much more. We did like the quadruple interview with Shooting the Breeze podcast and Paulie from Docked Up Podcast and Captain Boomies in the hallway of the waterfront hotel establishment, wherever they had the party. And I figured this next bit, recorded as I was walking across the drawbridge away from the boat show, would be my sign-off.
And that concludes the Annapolis Boat Show. For How Not to Sail, this is Bradford Rogers.
As it turns out, what could possibly go wrong is that my GPS would send me through Washington, D.C., which I had no need to do, and then there would be a torrential downpour around Richmond.
Well, the rain's going pretty good now. Barely see sh**.
But I suppose driving back from Annapolis is like airplane landings and boat dockings. Anyone you can walk away from is a win. All right, I gotta get this puppy out. So short and sweet, go to HowNotToSail.com/party today, right now, and put in your name and email so you can come to the party Saturday. Do it before the 100 spots run out. I appreciate your patience with the major plugitude about the party. You know it's a rare thing. Keep that keel side down, and I'll see you Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern, for the party for How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
So you have any ideas for an intro for the Annapolis podcast?